A live broadcast from Ventura County this week attracted viewers from all over the world, but it didn't involve Real Housewives or a Kardashian. People got the chance to watch the first ever live broadcast of a California condor chick hatching in the wild. It happened at the Hopper Mountain National Wildlife Refuge, which is located in a remote area of the Los Padres National Forest northeast of Fillmore. But the drama started long before yesterday morning's live webcast.
This particular nest had a wild-laid chick in it just a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, that chick went missing, so our biologists quickly mobilized to put a dummy egg into the nest to ensure that the condors would actually come back to the nest and continue incubating. We also were able to track down an egg from the Los Angeles Zoo with the same hatch date, so we're able to actually bring that egg from the Los Angeles Zoo and place it into the nest.
Ashley Spratt is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
The wild condors came back to that nest, incubated, and that captive-bred egg hatched. And now the two adult condor foster parents will be taking care of that chick as it continues to grow.
California condors are majestic creatures. They're the largest land bird in North America, with wingspans which can top 9 feet wide. But a combination of poaching, loss of habitat, and lead poisoning led to huge declines in their numbers. Lead poisoning was an especially big factor in recent years, as condors would eat carcasses of wildlife killed by hunters and swallow the bullets. By the 1980s, there were less than 24 of the birds left.
The current California condor population has grown to about 430 birds worldwide, and more than half of that population is flying free. That is in comparison to a very frightening low of just 22 birds back in the early 1980s.
Biologists from different agencies joined forces with the Los Angeles Zoo and San Diego Zoo to create a captive breeding program, which allowed them to protect the birds while their numbers rebounded. At the same time, hunters have been shifting to non-lead ammunition. The use of lead ammunition for hunting wildlife in California is now limited and will be completely illegal beginning in 2019. While the population of the condors is rebounding, they're still on the federal endangered species list. The webcam is part of a joint effort which includes the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and the Santa Barbara Zoo. The zoo also has a condor exhibit which gives you the rare opportunity to get a close-up look at the birds.
Part of our goal was to create this exhibit where people would actually be able to see these birds up close. When you're close to these birds, you can actually realize that they have personalities, they interact with things, they're highly curious. It would help build a constituency for the conservation of these really amazing animals.
Santa Barbara Zoo CEO Rich Block says the new condor webcam is allowing the public to see what biologists are watching. The zoo is also managing the Condor Cave, a Facebook webpage dedicated to all things California condor. Block says the condors have a surprising amount of drama in their lives.
These guys are so much better than the Real Housewives, because there is romance in the air. Even though we know that condors mate for life, little things go on out there in the wild, and the biologists are totally dialed into it. With such a limited population of animals, the field biologists almost know every single one of them, just like an individual or a member of the family.
You can watch the condor chick and its foster parents through the link you'll find on our webpage, kclu.org. If you go to the Condor Cave Facebook page, you can also find video of the chick actually hatching, as well as other condor highlights and information. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.